Today's podcast of The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
Toyota not moving forward. You might say there are problems under the hood.
If anybody owns one of these vehicles, stop driving it.
We've had some complaints about the electronics.
What I said in there was obviously a misstatement. What I meant to say,
you need to get on this. You got a problem.
A recall, a series of statements from the Secretary of Transportation, and the largest car company in the world is reeling. Sales down, wounded brand, expensive fix.
You got a problem.
Unscheduled maintenance at Toyota HQ.
I love what you do for me, Toyota.
Toyota, on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, February 4th, and The Takeaway is wondering if there is a sort of corporate point of no return here for Toyota as this develops so rapidly.
I don't know. I mean, I imagine that a lot of people have said that about a lot of companies, and that the years go by, and it does eventually fade away. But I'm sure Toyota is hoping that passes quickly. Let's get to the top stories you're following this morning. New problems for the automaker this morning, Toyota. A few hours ago, the company announced design problems with the anti-lock brake system in the new Prius. This after nearly 140 complaints in the U.S., mostly from drivers who say they temporarily lost brake power after driving over a pothole or ice. As for the recall yesterday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said investigators are looking at more than just gas pedals in Toyotas.
It's up to us to tell them if we think that their solution is not correct. And now we'll be doing investigations and studying the electronic part of it.
Toyota stock has plummeted 22% since the recall was announced.
Since this is such a rapidly developing story, we're joined once again by Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We've got good news and bad news from Toyota this morning, and it seems like it almost cancels out. Paul?
Well, the short-term good news is that they earned, what, $1.2 billion adjusted for the weak dollar during the most recent quarter. The bad news is that they could take a bath going forward, not just from the recalls we've already heard, but now it appears their halo cars we have been reporting for more than a month was in fact defective. The Prius had a problem. It appears Toyota knew about it and didn't tell anybody.
Well, Paul Eisenstein, thanks so much. A $1.7 billion profit potentially erased by the problems we're going to explore a little bit later on the program. Celeste?
President Obama tried to rally his party at a Democratic retreat yesterday.
So as we think about moving forward, I hope we don't lose sight of why we're here. We've got to finish the job on health care.
New meaning added to that this morning. A new report shows health care spending grew to a record 17% of the U.S. economy last year. That's the biggest one-year jump on record. Overall, almost $2.5 trillion federal dollars were spent on health care last year. And the report says in 2 years, federal and state programs will pay for slightly more than half of all health care in the U.S.
Two key pieces of legislation to talk about this morning. First, a bipartisan Senate bill introduced today will give business tax breaks for hiring unemployed workers. And the House will vote on whether to raise the cap on federal borrowing to $14 trillion.
Moving overseas, intelligence officials now say the leader of the Pakistani Taliban was killed in a missile attack last month. He's responsible for a wave of suicide bombings, including the attack on the CIA base. And in Haiti, 10 missionaries facing charges for trying to leave the country with undocumented children will appear before a prosecutor today. The prosecutor will decide whether to press charges. The parents say they were promised education and housing for their children. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 10,270. The S&P opens at 1,097. The NASDAQ at 2190. So Google, how do we use it? Just as a search engine? And while we're using it all those times per day, what's it doing to our brains? We're going to talk about today during their tech segment.
And your assignment this morning, you know, the Tea Party convention is kicking off in Nebraska. They hope to start a third political party, but if you were going to start a political party, give us your platform, all right? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, a slogan for your political party. Start one today at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, Toyota's problems.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. Toyota, biggest car company in the world, certainly one of the most successful brands in the world, which is why the slogans over the years of Toyota's advertising campaigns come quickly to mind. Moving Forward, their current one. But they all have an ironic twist right now. You asked for it. You got it. Toyota, what a feeling. Driving excitement.
Right.
All of these very well-known slogans now add to the brand problems that are associated with Toyota's mechanical problems. There were the accelerator pedals. Paul Eisenstein just referred to confirmation that there are perhaps design problems with Prius brakes. Toyota officials estimated the total cost of the global recall that they're currently in the middle of, $2 billion, the loss of 100,000 vehicles in sales in the United States and Europe. All this has erased a profit reported today of $1.7 billion. We want to explore the sort of brand problems going forward for this very venerable and troubled company with Jeffrey Leiker, who's a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering and co-author of The Toyota Way. And we should remind people that all of the problems referred to in the recall, you have a minuscule chance of experiencing. But when you're as big as Toyota, they are statistically significant. And Ken Benziger joins us. He's a reporter at the Los Angeles Times, co-author of a series of investigative reports on Toyota's runaway cases and some other safety issues. Jeffrey and Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Ken, let's begin with you. Is there a sense, and I think some of your reporting suggests that that may be the case, that what we've already seen is the tip of something maybe a little bit bigger?
There are a lot of issues out there that haven't answered specifically about the runaway acceleration issue or what some call unintended or sudden acceleration. And there's some questions that have to be answered about how long Toyota has known about this and how they've responded to it, because it could go back as far at least to 2001 and maybe 1999. There's also bigger questions about how Toyota handles safety questions in general, even in systems that have nothing to do with this.
And this is something that Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood expressed explicitly yesterday, saying that Toyota needed to be pressured to enter this recall. He had this advice yesterday.
My advice is, if anybody owns one of these vehicles, stop driving it, take it to the Toyota dealer, because they believe they have the fix for it.
Of course, then he backed off from that. But the continuing statements from the Transportation Secretary can't make people at Toyota HQ happy. Jeffrey Leiker, professor at the University of Michigan, what is a company to do in this media onslaught?
Well, the first thing they have to do is fix the problem. And that's what they're focusing on. There's about 4 or 5 million cars to recall, and that physically means getting them in, getting the part in. And that's going to take precedence over talking to the media. I'm not sure what Ray LaHood was trying to accomplish by creating an international panic of people just driving their cars to Toyota and dumping them on the lot. But when people say strange things like that, dangerous things like that, Toyota can't really respond confrontationally to the federal government. So they simply say, thank you for your comment. We think you probably meant this. The issue of...
Let's take a look at that, Jeffrey. I mean, does Ray LaHood, rightly or wrongly, suddenly precipitate a crisis that is not unlike the unsafe at any speed problem that the Corvair had when Ralph Nader went after it? Of course, the personal injury lawsuit that derailed the Ford Pinto. Do these even come close to the category here?
Well, I think exploding gas tank is just different than a sticky pedal that is slow to return, or carpets that shouldn't be in the car to begin with unattached down. But there's two issues. One is, could Toyota have come forward sooner? Could they have solved the problem sooner? Another is, now, at this point, we know it's a minuscule problem. We know that it doesn't occur in new cars. We know that, at least the issue of the sticky pedal, we know that you can, in almost all cases, use the brake and stop the car. Why would you want millions of people driving their car? If it's unsafe, leave it in your driveway. Why do you want them dumping it at a Toyota dealer and just creating a mess, logistics mess for everybody? That doesn't make any sense.
Jeffrey Leiker is a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering. He's co-author of The Toyota Way. Ken Benziger, LA Times reporter, You know, in your investigative reports on Toyota, is some of what you've reported the consequence of being so big and having to operate in so many countries where so much is subcontracted out, often as a condition of even doing business in those countries, that if you get too big, you can't possibly succeed? Bigness is failure in this business.
Well, I want to respond to that, but first I wanted to clear up a few things that Mr. Leiker suggested. I think we've kind of moved beyond the idea that it's only a pedal or a floor mat issue. One of the reasons that LaHood is talking about this is he's demanding that Toyota discuss other potential causes for this problem. And Toyota itself this morning in Japan admitted, for example, that a brand new car, a 2010 Prius, has a braking problem that they knew about and didn't talk about. They quietly fixed in their assembly line, and so that some 2010 Priuses have this braking problem and some don't. And that reflects a general pattern that we found in our reporting, which is Toyota lots of times, just like any automaker, finds problems. The difference is Toyota quietly fixes them and doesn't tell anybody. And so there are cars out there that have problems they didn't talk about. For example, the Sienna minivan 1 year had a defect they detected. They quietly fixed and walked away, but they left 25,000 cars on the road with that problem and didn't do anything about it for 6 years. And that's a pattern that's kind of troubling. As to the size of Toyota, clearly there's an issue there. They for years gunned to be number one. They finally got it in 2008, but when you get really big, to do that, you have to make some sacrifices. And some people are saying, well, quality was what was sacrificed.
Interesting.
You had to cut costs, and when you cut costs, quality goes down.
All right. Ken Bensinger is a reporter at the L.A. Times. Jeffrey Leiker, what do you think? Is Toyota too big to succeed here?
Well, I still think these are specific issues. The Prius is a software glitch and a new piece of software. It's a less than a second delay. It happens when there's a bump in the road. These are still very specific technical issues. So I don't think they're too big to design and build good cars. I also,
although at 60 miles an hour, a second delay is a pretty significant distance.
It's not an insignificant thing. I'm just saying it's not. The mistake could be understood as one mistake and not the result of thousands of people making thousands of mistakes.
All right, Jeffrey Leiker is a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering, co-author of The Toyota Way. We're talking about Toyota's problems this morning. We also heard from Ken Bensinger, a reporter at the L.A. Times, who's authored a series of investigative reports. Toyota moving forward, maybe not. At 15 minutes after the hour, let's check in on some stories we're following. Celeste?
President Obama told fellow Democrats yesterday to finish the job on health care. He said the GOP Senate win in Massachusetts shouldn't deter the party.
So I would just suggest to this caucus, if anybody's searching for a lesson from Massachusetts, I promise you the answer is not to do nothing.
Speaking of Massachusetts, Republican Scott Brown will be sworn in this afternoon as the state's newest senator, taking over for the late Ted Kennedy. And the president's comments on health care come as the government releases a new estimate on the costs. The report says government programs will pay for a little more than half of all health care in the U.S. by 2012. Moving on to Pakistan, we'll have a follow-up on yesterday's bombing of a girls' school near the Afghan border that killed three U.S. soldiers. Police now say the suicide bomber specifically targeted the Americans. That attack comes as NATO forces ramp up for an offensive in neighboring Afghanistan.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has rejected Iran's offer to swap three American hikers detained in Tehran for Iranians being held in the U.S., but she says Iran should still release those hikers.
They should do so on humanitarian grounds, since the detentions of our citizens is baseless.
Clinton called the allegations against the hikers completely unjust. Finally, expectant mothers are getting a new tool to keep themselves and their babies healthy. Pregnancy tips sent to their cell phones by text message, a free education program in the U.S. to use mobile phones. Let's look at some of the stories we're watching this morning. Up next, conspiracy theories start flying after Goldman Sachs CEO leaves a cryptic voice message. Also, a look at what's going on in Pakistan.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.